Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Quizmaster Lee, and as usual, I'm joined by fellow master of the quiz, Mark Davis.
Hello, Lee. How
are you? I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
I noticed something.
What's that?
You didn't mention an episode number.
No, I didn't. The reason is because we are actually recording this episode a little bit early. Today is August 16th.
We're really pulling back the curtain.
2021. Tuesday.
August 17th.
Today is the 17th. August 17th. And the reason that you're listening to this right now is because Baby Brush has arrived.
Indeed.
Yes. And we are going to take a hiatus, but so you don't hate us.
Oh, damn.
We are recording a couple episodes in advance, so you can still continue to hang out with us on Monday mornings while we take a little bit break. Mark takes a little vacay from the podcast. Of course, hey, Lyrics to Go will be going as well.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And me and Kylian will be getting to know our new baby.
You'll be breastfeeding?
Yeah, well, I mean, I will be not directly from the nip.
You'll have to shave around the nip.
Yeah, I'm going to be putting in a lot of hours, a lot of dad hours, new dad hours.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so you are hearing a banked mm-hmm. episode number one. And yep. It's going to be a streamlined episode. This is going to be very much like the days of yore mm-hmm. of just basically streamlined 100% trivia goodness.
No weekly wrap-up, so for those of you that like the shorter episodes, you'll be in favor of that, I'm sure. And mm-hmm. as far as miscorrections, I would just say follow along on social media in the meantime. Join our Discord. There will probably be a discussion about each episode going on there, and we will read, of course, our very most important missed corrections when we get back.
Yeah, between the Facebook group and the Discord, there is a large amount of, I mean, it's getting to the point now that as people are listening to episodes, they are miscorrecting us, like, as they go.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of ongoing discussion there that will go deeper inside the miscorrections than we do. We'll usually just kind of give like a glancing view, but there is oftentimes whole conversation that is going on.
Yeah.
Regarding the goings on. So,
and we want to thank everybody that gets involved in that.
Oh, yes.
And we also want to thank our Patreons, of course, for helping out with the show. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to check out some of that bonus content that we have on Patreon as well.
What's going to go on with your trivia?
Well, trivia is probably going to be going as normal, okay. You know, but the podcast usually takes up about my entire weekend to work on. So mm-hmm. just, you know, a little bit of a break.
Indeed.
A little bit extra time there.
A little hard work for now.
Yeah,
for
I'm not sure. Easy. I mean, I'm going to play it by ear. I might take, you know, some time off from trivia, but
if you need any totally help, decided. If I can help you on any night that is not a Wednesday,
yeah,
let me know.
Thank you.
I'd be more than happy to help out if you need, or if you got someone else that you want to fill in.
Thanks. Yeah. And because we're recording this a little bit in advance, I have to say, just keep an eye on social media, you know, mm-hmm. and yep. you'll be up to date.
Yeah.
All right. And yeah. So no weekly wrap up. Usually we have trivia on Wednesdays at Pointy Bell in Fort Myers and Nice Guys Pizza, respectively. Mm-hmm. But Mark's trivia, you can also play on Zoom.
Indeed.
From anywhere. Mm-hmm. As long as you have an internet connection. It starts at 8 p.m. And we're at Ollie's Pub on Thursdays usually. Mm-hmm. But again, just keep an eye on our social media to stay updated on all of our podcasts, streams, and events. Join us.
Won't you? Woo!
Woo!
A little Frankie Valli for you.
Yeah. Mine went a little wild at first.
I think you got jealous that I went high and you were like,
yeah,
I want to go up here and play.
I just stood in front of you with my arms waving. Look at me. Look at me.
Look at me go.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take a break.
Let's do it.
And we're going to come back with Kylian, who's going to be sussing with us, all-time quarterback.
All-time susser.
Indeed.
All right. We'll be back. Okay, we're back. So who should kick it off? Kyle, we got Kyle here.
Hi.
Hey, darling. So in real time, we have had baby brush at this point, but at time of recording, you are still pregnant.
Yes. I thought we were just gonna role play having like our child.
Oh, I don't know. I think we'll have a comeback episode.
I can play the doctor.
You play the baby.
Oh, man.
How are you, baby Bresh?
Hey, baby.
I'm good. Baby.
Thanks for joining us on the No, baby Bresh. Thank you.
Thank you, Daddy.
Aw.
So cute. So smart. Very smart.
All right. Have you guys
ever heard of another river? It's a river in Alaska.
This baby's very smart. Wow.
Well, trivia. I mean, it's all the trivia we did.
It's been listening while we've been quiz writing. Okay. How do you guys know your birthstones? Are you guys good with birthstones?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I am not good.
Okay. Well, here's my question. Amethyst is the birthstone of which month?
I want to say March.
Can it be one month?
Mm-hmm.
I thought birth.
It's not like astrology.
Okay, yeah.
It's per month. You don't have to worry about the stars at all in this, or position, locations, times of day.
What do you think it is?
I think it might be March. I know December is ruby and May is emerald because I am May and my mom is December.
I'm February. What's mine?
It's a May December thing.
So, but I feel like I remember looking up my brother Patrick's, and I feel like I remember thinking like, oh, it's a purple stone. He's March. But I could be totally wrong here.
When is this baby due?
September. I think we should go with September.
How clever would it be if it was September?
Yeah, like less than a month now. Like,
this one, this baby, but at the time of this recording, already done.
I mean, I'm so tired. This baby is keeping me up. I don't know. Maybe March, maybe April, maybe September. Maybe it's August because Lee looked up his own birthstone.
It could be August. To be honest with you, what is amethyst?
Mm-hmm. That's the purple one. That perp.
Oh, got that perp.
Mm-hmm.
Grip and sip. On that perp, on that lean. Houston style, chopped and screwed.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, August or September?
Let's go September.
We're going to say September.
Wrong. No, it's actually baby Mark's birthstone.
February.
Okay.
I kind of thought it might be, but I had no clue. Oh. I was like, this could be a thing. All right. Well, damn. Here's...
Now you know.
Yeah. Amethyst, purple baby. Mm-hmm. Purple's get quickly that becoming one of my favorite colors.
Hey, now you've got another reason to add it on.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Irish musician David Evans is better known by what name?
It's not Donovan, is it?
David Evans?
Yes.
Oh, maybe it's Elvis Costello.
Is he Irish?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
He's not British?
No, he's Irish.
I was thinking maybe Bono. I don't know if that's his name, though.
The Edge?
No. I mean, maybe.
Because I don't know his name. He's just The Edge. Mm-hmm. David Evans, you said?
What was that song that we were talking about that one time that you don't like by them, by you two? It's like, get cool.
I hate that song so much.
Numb.
I hate it.
1970 numbing.
Don't walk up and don't time at a
time. You know, now that I think about it, I don't think it's Elvis Costello.
Sorry to interrupt.
Patrick.
Sorry to interrupt the sus, but is that a Lyrics to Go worthy song?
I don't know. I'll have to look at the lyrics.
There's a lot of lyrics there that could be good, could be bad. They could be bad. The delivery is kind of interesting. Definitely a dated song, but it does make me nostalgic for being like a little kid and hearing that.
I remember seeing the music video for it. My mom loved that song, and it would come on. Do you ever see the video?
Yeah, it's like black and white. They're sitting in a chair.
He's just sitting in a chair, and all the stuff is going on Edge? Around and to him.
Sitting in the chair.
So the song he sang.
You think it's Elvis Costello?
So
I just don't
actually, Irish? The more I think about it, I don't think it's Elvis Costello. I think his name is actually Patrick.
Okay.
I feel like I remember reading that somewhere. So I feel like it's could be Bono. It could be.
Let's go for Bono. He's a pretty well known guy.
What was the first one I said? I don't remember. It wasn't
Donovan.
Donovan. Okay, it could be Donovan. No, actually, his name is Donovan. I think
he also said is and isn't Donovan. He's passed, hasn't he?
I think he has. Yeah.
Did you say is or was?
I think I said is better known.
Yeah.
Okay, then maybe it's just Bono.
Bono.
Sorry, that's incorrect. Paul Hewson is the name of Bono.
Okay.
Donovan is Scottish, and his name is Donovan Leach.
Okay, that's what I thought.
The correct answer
is The Edge.
Was The Edge.
Oh.
Motherfucker.
Oh, it was a low-key one.
Motherfucker.
Yes.
Ooh, I got chills when she did that. Got a live one there. Got a live one.
Wow.
So yeah, it was very, a lot of people writing down Bono. I mean, of course, when you think Irish musicians, Irish bands, you think of him. Not many people think of The Edge.
We did think of him.
I like The Edge. I like him very much.
This was your first
Except
question.
When he sings Numb.
Then you're except like, when he sings Numb, yes.
Yeah, he's...
excellent. I love his guitar.
Yeah, good guitar playing.
Can't, meta too much. I was like, it's the first question. Maybe it's sort of an easy one our way. Mm-hmm. But, yep. All right. So you said Bono's name is Paul?
Paul Hewson.
Paul Hewson.
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 And his name is short for Bono Voca or something like that, which means beautiful voice.
Wow, dude. Oh.
Bono is short for, yeah, I know.
Right.
Wow. How perfect for such a fucking full of himself
right.
guy.
Right.
Well, let's keep it in the music area.
Cool.
I'm going to ask you about gear.
Okay.
Based on the Hungarian word for peak, a shako is an item of clothing commonly worn during what kind of musical performance?
A shako?
Mm-hmm. S-H-A-K-O. Based on the Hungarian word for peak, a shako is an item of clothing commonly worn during what kind of musical performance?
Hungarian
peak for
kind of musical
like a mountain peak.
Exactly.
Okay.
What kind of musical performance?
I'm thinking like maybe like, I don't know if I'm right in this line of thinking, but like, you know how like drumline dudes have like that thing that they need to wear to like that the drums attach to. I'm like, I don't.
Oh, like
is it something? I don't know if it's something like that.
I've never heard anything referred to as a shako.
Me either.
They were just drum. What do they call them? Vests.
Yeah.
Shako. Something
Hungarian. S H A K O. Shako.
What kind of musical performance?
The wording of that is like fucking with my brain. What kind of musical performance? What kind of musical performances are there?
Right? Like
a barbershop quartet? Like a rain dance? Is that a musical performance?
I don't know. I feel like I need something else.
Cup of coffee. Question.
Something musical that is Hungarian. I'm trying to think of something that would have like some kind of like Hungarian-esque roots.
An alpenhorn.
What's that?
It's the giant fucking horns they have in
Ricola.
Yes, like they're called alpenhorns, and they're in a like beer halls, German traditional beer halls.
Polka.
Polka music, maybe
a musical performance. Polka,
maybe. Because it's like a term for like the traditional.
That's what I'm thinking.
Garb.
It might be something like that.
Okay.
Yodeling?
Maybe.
See, that's the thing. Like, is that a musical performance? You don't need to wear one to yodel.
It's
but
tradition.
I don't know if there's like a traditional. You want to say yodeling?
I think that's. I can't think of anything else. I don't really. Yeah.
All right, we're going to say yodeling.
Wrong. No, you actually were almost right out of the gate with it. It would be marching band performance.
Wow.
A shako is the tall military style plumed hat that's worn by marching band members.
Okay.
Oh, I've never heard that before in my life.
See, this was a bit of my test because I knew, Kyle, you're you know, trained musician. And
I was in the marching band.
Oh, I didn't realize. I didn't know you were in the marching band.
I was not, like, I wasn't in, like, the marching band, but I performed with the marching band in high school.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's what I figured. You had some kind of connection, probably. Yes. And Mark, you were on drumline in high school. So I was wondering how commonly known that was. So I guess that's a bit of a hard question then.
Yeah.
Okay. I would call that hard.
Okay.
Question number two. The 1993 film What's Love Got to Do With It? Starred what actress playing Tina Turner?
Oh my God. Angela Bassett. Thanks, Drag Race.
Okay, you seem pretty certain about that.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Nice.
There you go. Look at that.
Wow. So Drag Race is where you picked that up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was she on it was it just, okay.
And there was an acting challenge with the queens, and I think it was for this season of All Stars. And every time there's an acting challenge,
which season is that?
It's All Stars season 6.
Okay.
And in more recent seasons, every time there's an acting challenge, they have like a celebrity like Zoom call in and take like a question from each drag queen. And one of them, and for this season, it was Angela Bassett. And someone asked her, like, what was it like playing Tina Turner? And
Oh, okay. There it
Damn,
is.
Damn, look at that.
And then she did, like, this, like, amazing Tina Turner impression and, like, fucking nailed it because Angela Bassett's a fucking queen.
I think I was going to throw out Whitney Houston, but I'm not sure that she was acting in 93. Maybe The Bodyguard had come out by that point. But calling her an actress still is would be a weird... That'd be a sus way to ask a question, I think. You know, like, it's Whitney Houston. Like, yeah, okay, she acted, but most people know her as a musician.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
Let's be honest.
Hardly matters, though. You got it right. Good job, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Great job, darling.
Famous characters. My next category for you guys. Performers Judith Hoag, Paige Turco, Megan Fox, and Melina Weissman have all portrayed which pop culture character who first debuted in a 1984 comic book?
Who's the first one you said?
Judith Hoag.
That name sounds familiar.
Paige Turco, Megan Fox, and Melina Weissman have all portrayed which pop culture character who first debuted in a 1984 comic book?
Well, was Transformers a comic book?
To be honest, I mean, there were comics. And it is very likely, maybe, that the whole WitWiki thing and stuff like that happened in the comics rather than the cartoons or anything.
I don't think it's Transformers. I know there's a movie that I'm like not thinking of that she was in that she was like a comic book. She played like, yeah, some sort of iconic character.
Yeah, I don't know who any of those actresses are except for her. She's the only one I know, and I'm trying to think of stuff that she was in. I can't even think of her name in Transformers, though.
Yeah, I don't know what her name is, but she was in Transformers. She was in Jennifer's Body. I don't think that was a comic book, though. It could have been, but I don't think so. She was also in Jonah Hex. That's a comic book, but I don't know what the heroine is in Jonah Hex.
Need a lot of heroin to get through that fucking piece of shit.
Right? I heard that was terrible.
Or like Jonah
did you
next.
See Mark?
I saw like half of it.
Oh, okay, like, one of those.
Yeah, I don't stop movies very often, but I was like, I'm gonna go get something to eat, and then I was like, oh, there's other stuff I can do. I'm free. This isn't a prison.
Pop culture.
I'm out.
Pop culture character.
Yeah, pop culture character that she's known for. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm just coming up. Straight
because
up
she
blank.
Like yeah it has to be something because like she was blacklisted for a minute because she was like talking shit about Michael Bay was talking shit about her and it turns out Michael Bay was actually a piece of shit and everyone's like oh she's a diva shit.
What
yeah.
Michael Bay did huh
well it was you know it was her like there were rumors of her being a diva on set when really Michael Bay was just like an asshole and like
it's probably column A Bay. Column B thing
yeah
Yeah, I would not be surprised.
That's show business.
What have you done, Megan Fox?
What? Couldn't Paige Turco, you said?
Yes.
That name sounds familiar, too.
And Melina Weissman.
That name
as well
not.
As Judith Hoag.
Melina Judith Weissman. Hoagie. Oh, my God. Paige Turco. That name sounds so familiar. I feel like that's like an 80s actress. I don't know. Melina Weissman. Pop culture character. First appeared in a comic book in 1984. Has Megan Fox played what's-her-face? April O'Neil. Was she in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
Oh!
Was she?
Yeah, I think she was in the new one.
I think it's April O'Neil.
And that would be because the other ones is like when we're like, what's her name in Transformers? Yeah, that could very well be it.
Yeah, and there was like a zillion April O'Neils. Like they had like a different April for like
they
all.
They had one. Yeah. They had one in the original movie. I'm sure they had one that voiced her in the cartoon. Uh-huh. You want to go with it? I was kind of thinking as someone. Oh, I was thinking V for Vendetta, but she wasn't. That was Natalie Portman. Let's go with April O'Neil.
Hey!
Very good.
Nice.
Very good. So yes. Smart. April O'Neil first introduced as a computer programmer in the original 1984 comic book, then a reporter in the movie and subsequent television series, then inspiring the pseudonym of an award-winning hipster porn star, April O'Neil.
Wow. So she went from being a computer engineer to a fucking reporter?
Yep. That's, journalist. A warrior, though.
I mean, I guess journalism's cool, also fierce warrior. Too, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't forget fierce warrior.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Obviously, hanging out with the Ninja Turtles, bound to get into some adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Always.
Good job.
What is the name for a mythical dragon with two legs and a barbed tail?
It's not a wyvern. Two legs and a barbed tail.
Mm-hmm. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Is it a drake?
A dragon was. We're talking mythology, right?
Drake mm-hmm. was in a wheelchair.
In Degrassi.
What was that?
That was a character.
We're talking mythology, playing. Not like an actual like Komodo yeah. type. Okay, just making sure. That's what I figured.
Two legs and a barbed tail is what you said?
I'm just picturing like this awkward looking T-Rex with a barbed mm-hmm. tail, but with no arms. And it's really silly in my brain, and I can't get around it. And it's, I can't like. Yeah, I don't know.
Could it be a drake?
I don't know. I only know wyvern because wyvern is Falcor the Luck Dragon.
Mm-hmm. It's not a worm. Those are long dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Long boys.
Man, that's
what if it's a drake?
Let's just say drakes. I don't know. I literally can't even name a different kind of dragon.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Is it drake?
So it's incorrect. It is a wyvern.
Oh, motherfucker!
There you go. Put that one next to the other one later on.
Motherfucker!
That was pretty spot on.
Oh, man.
You said okay.
I like it with a little character, you know? They don't all have to sound the same.
Yeah.
We have the soundboard if we want a uniform sound.
I thought Falcor the Luck Dragon was a wyvern. What is he? What is Falcor? I have to Google this. What type of dragon is Falcor the Luck Dragon?
Is that the end of the first round?
That's it.
Well, let's go ahead and let her research that. We'll come back with that as well as a second round of delicious trivia.
Okay, we're back, and it's time for a live missed correction.
We've got our own April O'Neil on the scene. Kyle,
Mm-hmm.
What is Falkor?
So it says that he's a luck dragon, which I knew that already, but I didn't think that was actually one of the official classifications of like dragon.
And then so we're thinking of obviously like European style dragons, the wyvern.
I guess.
Also the drake, even though it wasn't the correct answer.
And it's all. I'm also getting a lot of what kind of dog was Falkor, which is funny to me.
What kind of dog is Falkor? Kind of like a yellow lab, maybe.
Let's see. No? What breed of
looks
dog
like some
is
kind of sheep.
A Shih Tzu? Like,
yeah, Shih Tzu.
That's what it says.
And a yellow lab mix. That's my guess. All right. If you have a rate my question, a missed correction, or even just a little no note, call us at 1-929-356-6966. Or I guess you can email us, nonsensetrivia@gmail.com.
Yeah, and then fucking just wait around a little bit, okay? We're going to be busy.
Yeah, we'll be back.
We'll be back. The Institute of Arts in what American city almost had to auction off its collection of paintings and sculptures to help pay debts when it went into bankruptcy? You like art?
I do. I enjoy it.
Institute
What's
of Arts?
What's not to like?
In what city?
Yeah.
The Art Institute of Chicago. They got a big one there.
Yeah.
That's.
And do they have a lot of like art there?
Yeah.
Then maybe
yeah.
it is.
The Art Institute of Chicago, it is a art school, but I think they also have a museum gallery, as many art schools do, and their own collection. And yeah, I mean, Chicago, you know, an economy that has had its ups and downs for sure.
Yeah.
Let's go with it. The Art Institute of Chicago.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Wrong.
Damn.
It is sorry, in the America's breadbasket. The correct answer is the Art Institute of Detroit.
That does make sense.
Detroit.
Yeah, even more downs than ups over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Economically. I guess that should have been tough kind times. Of a clue.
Yeah.
You know? Well, Chicago's had some tough times itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say that you were very far off.
It was the edge to Arbano, you could say.
You could. Just edging.
Curses! That's what I'm saying about getting all these questions wrong, but it's also your next category.
Okay.
Sometimes known as the Chamberlain Curse, what English expression is thought to be related to the Chinese expression, better to be a dog in times of tranquility than a human in times of chaos?
What did you just say to me?
What the fuck did you just say to me, you little bitch?
What expression?
Sometimes known as the Chamberlain Curse, what English expression or phrase is thought to be related to the Chinese expression, better to be a dog in times of tranquility than a human in times of chaos?
So maybe this has to do with Neville Chamberlain, who resigned as the British Prime Minister during World War II when Winston Churchill took over.
Mm-hmm.
So... which I think you already knew, because I think that was the question on the podcast recently, or semi-recently. But it might have something to do with, like, I don't know what expression it could be. Like I don't know specifically the circumstances of his resignation.
Bob's your uncle.
Well, that means that...
No, I know.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Lee could not let that go for a while.
Bob's your uncle?
Bob's your uncle and me every week.
Those were the Bob's your... That's our Bob's your uncle era.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Do you remember when they went through the Bob's your uncle phase? Get out of that, like, episode 64.
We're getting enough 64. Episodes that we do have eras now.
I would be so curious to listen back. And like hear different things that we did a lot. Mm-hmm. There was the Mark getting into Steely Dan phase.
Yep.
There was the Bob's your uncle phase.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple. The list phase.
Now we're going to have the interrupting baby phase.
Oh, can't wait. We had.
I laugh. I laugh now.
Yeah.
I can't wait later. To listen to this later.
Kyle slamming dishes around in the kitchen phase that is ongoing.
Okay.
We're doing a good job of editing
right,
that
so
out.
Here's like, the
honestly,
thing.
Mark, you comment on it more. I have to cut your comments out more than I have to cut out the actual.
2022 stuff. And then a blank space.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to not eat lunch and I make my
no,
fucking
I
lunch
hey.
Because y'all are recording a podcast.
No, I
have got some procrastination
we got going on here on this question.
Okay. I just
the can we hear the question again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking every dog has its day.
Sometimes known as the Chamberlain curse, what English expression is thought to be related to the Chinese expression, better to be a dog in times of tranquility than a human in times of chaos?
The word curse is a weird word.
Yeah, I feel like it's throwing me off. Like, I don't know.
Dog fucker! Do you mean like curse like that? Or are you talking about a curse?
No, like a curse that you would place on somebody else, like a hex.
Yeah.
You know, a spell.
May your... I don't think I like this question. I'm very curious to see what the answer is.
Every dog has its day. I mean...
It's not a curse, though.
I know. Yeah.
And if he says it is, oh boy, I'll be mad.
So wait, is this so? This curse. Is an expression, not like a curse word.
It's a curse.
Yeah, it's an expression or phrase. It's not a vulgarity or anything like that.
But it's a curse that you'd put on someone, like a hex.
like oh bollocks.
Well, that's no, not that's a curse. That's no. Like a vulgarity.
No, or... like you know, a pox on your house.
Right.
Okay. 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 Now, okay, that makes more sense. All right. Yeah, I don't know then. I'm drawing a total blank. I have no idea.
Being a dog in a bad time is better than being a human in a good time. May you turn into a dog.
Get thee to a nunnery.
Do dog things is what they'd say.
Let sleeping dogs lie. I don't, it's not a curse though.
I hope you get fleas. God. Try not to have contempt for this question before I know the answer. But I can't help it.
You just hate it. All right. Is there too many, like, I don't know. I try to keep it as simple as possible. And also, you know, the Chamberlain curse is obviously what we would know this phrase as. I don't want to get too into the source ahead of time.
Is it related to dogs?
I mean,
eat my shih tzu. I know you didn't mean a curse, but you know. If you were going to curse someone and it's related to being a dog in a time of chaos is better than being a human in times of tranquility, then if you were going to curse someone and it was going to be related to that, what would the curse be?
That's where I'm drawing a blank. Like, I just can't think of anything. Like, well, I hope you see a lot of chaos as a human. I don't know. Well, I hope you turn into a dog then.
But see, that's a thing. You wouldn't hope they turn into a dog because being a dog is a good thing compared to being a human thing. So it's like, hope your dog turns into a human and you turn into a dog. Like, I don't know, man. Every dog has its day.
Let's just go.
We'll just go with that.
I don't know.
Wrong. Oh, shocker. Now, all right. Here's
the Chamberlain,
drum roll, please.
The Chamberlain curse is may you live in interesting times. May you live in interesting times.
How is that a curse? And I've never heard that before.
So from Wikipedia, may you live in interesting times. You've never heard that?
No.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Is an English expression that is claimed to be a translation of a traditional Chinese curse. While seemingly a blessing, the expression is normally used ironically. Life is better in, quote, uninteresting times of peace and tranquility than in, quote, interesting ones, which are usually times of trouble. Despite being so common in English as to be known as, quote, the Chinese curse, this saying is apocryphal and no actual Chinese source has ever been produced. The most likely connection to the Chinese culture may be deduced from the analysis of the late 19th century speeches of Joseph Chamberlain, probably erroneously transmitted and revised through his son, Austin Chamberlain.
Okay, so different Chamberlain.
Yes, because what did Joseph Chamberlain said? I think you will all agree that we are living in the most interesting times. I never remember myself at a time in which our history was so full, in which day by day brought us new objects of interest, and let me say also, new objects for anxiety.
Yeah, I've never heard that saying before, and also, I feel like maybe you could have said, like, it's used ironically.
Okay.
To just, like, yeah. to narrow down a little bit.
Yeah, I admit, that one's pretty tough, but, you know, just scratching your trivia brains, your mind palace, seeing what's out there.
You just don't want me, you just want Mark and I to guess them all.
I like to throw some interesting things in here, or things that I think are interesting.
May we ask interesting questions?
Yeah, may you ask interesting questions.
Vesak, V-E-S-A-K. Vesak is a holiday celebrating the birth of what deity? I don't know, is it Vesak or Vesak? I apologize. I usually
is this a Hindu holiday, do you think?
Kind of where my brain is going, like Shiva,
Vishnu.
Yeah, is that the Vishnu's the elephant, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Kali.
Shiva's a Republican.
Oh no.
That's stereotyping. You don't know that.
No, she's a
because the elephant is
I know. Okay. That's what I'm saying. That's stereotyping. Just because Shiva's an elephant. Doesn't mean that they have a specific political ideology, Mark. Come on.
Yeah.
Krishna, Vishnu. What else do we have?
Shiva
and Kali.
Kali.
Vasak.
Vasak.
Vesak.
Vasak. V-A-S-A-K?
V-E-A-S-A-K.
V-E-A-S-A-K.
V-E-S-A-K.
Okay, V-E-S-A-K. Vesak.
Vesak.
That really helped. That really cleared it up. Oh!
Is the celebration of birth of which deity?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, like, which culture specifically. We were just assuming Hindu.
Wow, way to assume.
I know.
Well, that's our job, actually. Sussers. We have to, like, go with our guts on this. Vishnu is a deity, right? Or am I confusing that with Krishna?
Vishnu? I don't know. That doesn't sound like a thing.
I think it might be. But I've been pushing for a lot of wrong answers this episode, so I'm willing to
bend the knee. What was the elephant one?
Shiva.
No.
No.
He just said it.
Krishna. No.
No. Do we need to rewind the tape?
We can't do that.
I know we can't.
Vecna?
Vesak.
Vecna, I think, is a D&D character.
Oh, well. Okay.
Vesak. Yahweh? No? You don't think it's like an Abrahamic religion?
No. I think it might be something in Hindu culture and or...
Yeah, I mean that's what I'm thinking, a polytheistic culture. Yeah. And it does not sound Greek or European. It doesn't really sound East Asian.
No.
So we're down to the Hindu culture, basically.
Oh, let's just say Shiva.
How can we not remember the elephant deity?
I don't know, but it's probably not that either. I'm not feeling very confident.
We'll go with Shiva.
Wrong. So it's incorrect. Ganesha is the name of the elephant.
Ganesha.
But the correct answer is a pretty popular and well-known Buddhist named Buddha.
Oh, okay.
Buddha is the correct answer.
Okay.
Observed by Buddhists and Hindus in South Asia and Southeast Asia, as well as Tibet and Mongolia. The festival commemorates the birth, enlightenment, and death of Buddha. But in the East Indian Asian tradition, a celebration of Buddha's birthday typically occurs around the traditional timing of Vesak.
Okay.
Well, we got the general global region.
We were on the right track. Far off.
Yeah.
I was very surprised you guys didn't go for Buddha, though. We had a lot. I had a lot of people that wrote Shiva.
Okay.
So you guys were definitely in the running of what most people were putting.
Right on. Okay.
Gnarly, bruh.
Entomology. Mm. Entomology. Bug study. The fig eater beetle and the European chafer are also known by what common name, which is also a nickname for professional race car driver Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Can you repeat that?
The fig eater beetle and European chafer are also known by what common name, which is also a nickname for professional race car driver Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Dale the snail.
Is that it? No. Tell me that's it.
Dale the snail.
Dale the snail.
I wish
Dale
it was.
The snail. Dale the snail.
Dale the snail.
It has slow Dale.
Your name rhymes with snail and you're a race car driver. What a bummer. It's like, could you have had like fucking like, I don't know.
Hey, that's why he wins.
Could my name be like box that rhymes with fox and quick brown fox?
That's all the motivation he needs to stay winning. I'll never go back to being the snail.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s nickname. Now, this is a good question.
Oh, thank you.
Sometimes you can tell without even having the answer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This one is good. It's got all the clues there. I don't know the answer, but it's got all the clues there.
I don't know.
Fig eater beetle. Fig eater beetle. And what was the other bug?
The European chafer.
The European chafer.
Is he a ladybug?
They're also known by what common name, which is also a nickname for Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s nickname. One for all the racing lovers out there.
Shout out to H-Bomb.
I ain't one.
Me either. I don't know anything about. I mean, that's, you could just lump that into the sports umbrella that I know nothing.
I mean, I'm trying to think of bugs that would be associated with being fast. You know what I mean? Because Dale Earnhardt Jr., there's got to be something that he's known for, you know, bobbing and weaving or being quick. Or, and a beetle. Fig
Dale
beetle.
The stink bug Earnhardt Jr.
Fig eating beetle. God damn, eating all them figs. Eating all those figs, huh?
Just eating them. Just eating them.
Dale fig eater beetle.
Do fireflies eat figs?
You know, I was thinking lightning bug.
Yeah.
But that's not a beetle.
Yeah.
Damn. Dale.
I don't know what fucking bugs eat figs.
Dale the snail trail. Earnhardt.
Wrong.
Oh, I meant to do that one.
Nope. Well, they're both right, I'm sure. Man, I don't know. Beetle. Fig eater beetle. What would they call a fig eater beetle? I hate to say what I'm about to say, but stink bug might be a good answer. I can't think of anything else I have, and I could see like people having that name for him because he was a kid. I'm thinking about stuff that is about him being fast, but the fact that his dad grew up, you know, he grew up around his dad being so famous and stuff, it may be something silly like that.
Yeah, maybe.
You want to go with stink bug?
Let's just go with it.
We're going to say stink bug.
Wrong.
What a shock.
Mark, if you would have sussed a little bit longer, I feel like you were going right down the right path. His dad did give him this nickname, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Junebug.
Oh.
Junebug.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. All right. It's back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you ready for this one?
Yep. Baby's kicking.
What fast look at Kyle, food? Look at Kyle. So much pain.
It's not pain.
She just leaned back and grimaced.
It's just like this baby is like crushing my bladder.
Oh, hell yeah.
So every time
first
moves,
Lee was crushing like, your bladder, now it's the baby's hey-o. Turn. Am I right? Ding ding. That junk ain't crushing her bladder. Come on.
wow.
I don't know how big your dick is, but I'm guessing it's not crushing a bladder.
I don't know where the bladder is, but yeah, I mean, I'm not aiming for it or anything. Depends on how we're folded up.
Fair enough. Enough of that. We'll leave the next banked episode to talk about how this baby was made. What fast food eatery introduced Mac and Cheetos in 2016?
Mac and Cheetos.
Fast food eatery. So we're not going to get
fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm. So
here we go again.
I was going to say, are we going to
here we go again. Steak and Shake, Denny's,
Mac and Cheetos.
No, neither fast food, as we've established.
I'm just trying to think of fast food places that serve Zaxby's. Mac and cheese. Maybe
PDQ.
Does Popeye serve Mac and
Boston
cheese?
Boston Market.
Is Boston Market fast food?
I guess it's fast casual. You order at the counter.
Yeah.
Well.
Does Popeyes have mac cheese? Is it Arby's? I don't know. Arby's has mac and cheese, right? Who has mac and
Cheetos,
cheese?
Cheetos, though. Arby's gonna put Cheetos on the menu? I don't see it happening.
This seems like a Taco Bell move, but it's
yeah, but I don't think again, it's Taco there's Bell. No taco, yeah. Yeah. It's got a Loco Taco vibe to it. Like the chip connection with the fast food item.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. KFC.
Maybe I think
they would do some wacky shit.
It's
have
KFC.
The Colonel break dancing. Put make the Colonel break dance when you.
It's got motherfucking the Mac and, KFC.
Yeah,
I feel good about it.
All right, KFC.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh man!
Ow!
Only one place crazy enough to do that shit. Burger King. Nothing to lose.
What?
Burger King got nothing to lose.
That's a good point. They are reckless.
I'm offended at the idea
the kind of place
mac
that
and
makes
cheese
chicken
from
fries.
Burger King.
They don't have so there's like surprise bitch mac and cheese.
Yeah. They introduced Cheetos. Mac and cheese with Cheetos. They didn't like soft roll it with the mac and cheese first and then add the Cheetos.
Bada bing bada boom.
Wow.
All right, Burger King.
Okay,
Burger King, I see you.
My final question. Artists. We're back at art again. What performance and conceptual artist wrote and directed the films Me and You and Everyone We Know, The Future, and 2020's Kajillionaire?
Miranda
and
July.
Who also authored the novel The First Bad Man?
You're such an asshole.
Miranda July.
Not giving our listeners any chance.
Man, kidding me. Not giving you a chance. You can't even finish the fucking question. Miranda July right. Next.
Okay. Yes, the answer is Miranda July.
Poop back and forth forever.
Do you know Miranda July, Mark?
Yes.
Okay.
I just said poop back and forth forever.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Romantic.
Showing.
There's, I like this, this Onion headline about her. Miranda July called before Congress to explain exactly what her whole thing is.
That's good.
That's from 2012. Did you guys know that she created an iOS app in 2014?
I did not.
No? It was called Somebody. And listen to the concept here. It allows users to compose a message to be delivered to someone else in person or to deliver someone else's message in person. When you send your friend a message through Somebody,
I did hear
it goes
about this.
Not to your friend, but to the Somebody user nearest to your friend. This person, likely a stranger, delivers the message verbally, acting as your stand-in.
Yes, I
Who
remember hearing
would
about
participate
that.
Participate in this.
I mean, this is an app, but it definitely seems like a conceptual art project more than like anything that you would actually use. Like,
have you heard of Yik Yak?
I saw
it pop up, but I don't know anything about it.
John Lewis posted about it today.
Which was months ago, whenever this episode comes out. But
back then, of course. John Lewis posted about it once upon a time.
We're just learning about it now, in the future, but in the past.
Oh my god. This is like a multiverse thing. you can send a message to someone within five, what is it? like 500 feet or something of you, you can like find other people and you can message them anonymously.
So it's like AirDrop.
Yeah.
On the iPhone. I know that's like a problem on planes and stuff. People get on planes and then like AirDrop dirty pictures to people without their consent. I've seen that pop up in the news.
Send a dick.
Yep. So Yik Yak, huh?
Yik Yak. Apparently
they're just ripping off TikToks like phonetics.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that myself. I was like, seems pretty crazy.
All right. Well, that's the internet for you. Let's go ahead and take a little break, and then we're going to come back with our final questions.
Bada bing.
All right, we're back. Mark, how about you kick off our final round here?
Okay, I will do that, even though I just did the final or the first question last time. Sure, I'll do that.
Just do it.
I can always tell when you think you got a juicy one on the hook.
It's not a juicy one. Because
we're always like, you go, because I want to finish this bad boy out.
I just want to. Can I just have that?
I'll play your game.
Thank you.
Adopted in 1927, what news organization adopted the motto, "Nation shall speak peace unto nation"?
One more time, please.
Adopted in 1927, what news organization adopted the motto, "Nation shall speak peace unto nation"?
Fox News. I'm kidding.
They said 1927, not 1997.
I know.
New York Times comes to mind. That's an old newspaper.
It is, but they've been around longer than 1920. When
the phrase was adopted.
Okay.
And I mean, you're going to have, global sentiment there. It could be a European newspaper.
Could be.
The London Times. The Times of London.
It seems like, I mean, if we're talking nation to nation, maybe it's some sort of international.
Ooh. The National Enquirer.
No.
It was worth a shot.
I feel like it's some sort of international news
thing. National Geographic.
Maybe.
They've been around for a long time.
They have. Remember when people would collect them?
Mm-hmm. I always thought that was really cool, see a big National Geographic collection.
My parents had it. They had the leather cases for each issue. There's so many. They're like all gone now, I'm sure.
And this phrase would, I think, fit with their mission, you know?
I think you're probably right, yeah.
Ironically, we're talking about a newspaper or news organization that's now owned by Fox News.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ugh, sad.
The National Geographic. Let's go with it. National Geographic.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh, no.
The correct answer is the BBC. The British Broadcasting Channel.
Cool, BBC. Cool. We didn't even go there.
No.
I said London Times before we said the BBC.
I mean, "Nation shall speak peace unto nation" is a pretty intense motto for the BBC.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, 1927, was after World War One, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
building up to after World War II or leading up to World War II.
Yeah. A lot of strife in the
year. A lot of ins, lots of outs.
Exactly. Album covers is my final category. Album covers. Aren't you glad I'm finished this one out? Fun question.
I haven't heard it yet. don't say category. It's a fucking fun question.
Fun category.
Okay. Sure.
Produced by T-Bone Burnett. What 1993 album cover features handwritten lyrics to its title song, which does not actually appear on the album?
One more time.
Produced by T-Bone Burnett. What 1993 album cover features handwritten lyrics to its title song, which does not actually appear on the album?
Right off the bat, I'm thinking "When the Pawn" by what's her face? Fiona Apple, but I don't think that record was produced by T-Bone.
And that was not out in 1993.
No?
No.
Later?
Yeah.
Okay.
93.
No, yeah.
93 was like Shadow Boxer and shit like that, maybe.
Okay.
You know, that album came out a lot later, I think. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say an album.
Mm-hmm.
August and Everything After.
By who?
The Counting Crows.
Yeah. My parents had that record, and it has handwritten
lyrics on it, and I don't know that that was produced by T-Bone Burnett, though that will be a very interesting reveal here. But I wouldn't be terribly surprised, because it's got that, yeah, I could see him doing it.
Was Julian Welch releasing any albums in 93? Probably.
I don't know, probably. But I couldn't name one of her albums if you put a gun to my head.
The only one I know is Time the Revelator. Yeah, I said that right.
I'm trying to think of albums from 93.
They're produced by T-Bone. I keep thinking alt country, but I have this weird feeling like maybe he didn't only do the alt country, you know?
Yeah, I don't think he did. I mean, like country inspired stuff, but that's a thing. Like there's some stuff on August and Everything After is very Americana-y, you know?
Yeah.
Omaha, somewhere in middle America. Got a very like Americana come country feel. And I mean, it's got the handwritten lyrics.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I remember that.
And August and Everything After is, there's not a song on the album named August and Everything After.
Maybe it is. Maybe you're right.
I don't really know what else to go with. And I mean, I know it's around that era.
I know there's something I'm not thinking of.
Yeah. Whatever the answer is, if this isn't the answer. I'm just trying to think of things with the handwritten lyrics on the front.
Yeah.
There may have been. No, there wasn't. I was going to say maybe Blood Sugar Sex Magik, but even that would definitely be Rick Rubin.
Yeah.
93. I was 13.
I was 5. It was
the time of like. Gee, thank you. Can't wait to go put my car in fucking neutral and lay underneath it.
Don't do that, Mark.
Too late. Because this is a past episode, I'm already dead.
Oh my.
Good luck banking the rest of these fucking episodes.
God damn.
Buddy.
One door opens, another closes.
Wow. Markedly Jesus. Different reactions. She's already like planning my, she feels so bad that I'm dead. And you're like, well, it's going to make room for the baby.
Circle of life.
Your baby can have all my stuff, but you have to name it Mark. Male or female.
It's Mark Davis, Revenge Nut, Brett Schneider.
There you go. And that way you can just take over all my stuff and just be like, I am Mark Davis. What are you talking about? Take my social security number.
You got good credit?
I have very good credit.
Okay, done. Great.
We're good.
It took a little bit of a hit with all this housing stuff, but
yeah,
you'll bounce back, man. Yeah, you'll bounce back.
I'm coming back even stronger than before. What do you think? August and Everything After? We're going to go with August and Everything After.
Hey!
Well done.
That's what I thought.
That's right. Yep. That was written for the album, but ultimately they decided not to put it on the album. It didn't come out until over a decade later. It was released as an Amazon original on January 24th, 2019.
Mm.
August and Everything After, the song where the lyrics are featured on that 1993 album that, yeah, was produced by T-Bone Burnett.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And they also have a song in there where they say Counting Crows, which is the name of the band. They got it from their own lyrics, which always felt very, it's very weird to me, except for rap. It's weird to me when bands say their own name in a song. Mm-hmm. Like Metallica says, they don't use it in a way where they like got it from it. They refer to themselves. We'll never stop. We'll never quit because we're Metallica.
if you lean into it, though, does it negate it? Like Big Country, for example, do they get a pass because they've just like leaned into it?
No, like you're
done
above,
with them.
Yeah. Above
put them in jail.
Are you a fan of Grease?
Like the musical?
Yeah.
It's all right.
I was listening to a podcast this morning that was talking about how they have Grease and they have a song called Grease Lightning, but then no other songs reference Grease, and how you either have to do one song called Grease or every song has to have Grease in it.
I thought it
having
does,
two.
Is, I can't watch a
Grease,
whole
it's Grease still the word. Musical band. Isn't there? Isn't that the song Grease? It's still the word.
Grease is the word.
Well, there's Grease, and yeah, I think that's like the main Grease, and then there's Grease Lightning, but then there are a bunch of other songs and none of them are called Grease anything. And it's like you like Cats. Every song is about a cat. You either do one song where you say the thing or you do all of them. You can't do two. It's like, then you're expecting another one. It's like,
I disagree. I don't want this. I don't want every song having Grease. That's gross.
Well, then just have one. That's your other option. I mean, I understand. I feel you.
All right. Well,
that was a good question.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was
a good closer.
It was a good closer.
All right. Well, that is our first Banked episode. Thanks for hanging out, everybody.
Yes.
Don't forget, you can join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the No-No in several ways. The easiest by sharing this episode on your social media accounts with your friends. You could also leave us a written review on your favorite podcast platform and support the podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page.
Thank you so much to our Patreon supporters, including our quiz daddies, Adam Volk, Esme, Eat There If You're in Brooklyn, Red Crest Chicken, Eat There If You're in Brooklyn or Philly.
And we also have to add this week, even though we've already added them a few weeks ago.
Yes.
When that first episode came out.
Uh-huh.
But now that we're in the future.
Yes.
Issa.
Oh.
Has upgraded to quiz daddy status.
Ooh.
Yeah, so thank you, Issa. Damn. But we already knew that because we announced it.
Of course, you know, we did.
A few weeks ago.
Yes.
But we need to add that because, and also thank you to anybody else who might have joined up with our Patreon in the interim. You know, obviously we're recording this episode a few weeks early, so there's bound to be some new folks in there. We will get you on board on the list when we return.
So yes, Issa, Adam Volk, Tim at Pat's Garden Service, and Tommy with the Electric Mud. That tour coming up that we've talked about maybe in the past. Our team captains, Rick G, Skylar, Kristen, Fletcher, Dylan, Rachel, Jenny, Lydia, Sean, OG Aaron, David Holbrook, and Gil.
It's Gil.
Thanks to our proverbial lightkeepers, Kate, Rachel, Moo, Tim Gomez, aka Mappy 1984, Lucas, Carly, Sarah, Cooper, Justin, Hank, Luke, Manu, Matthew, Mo, Spencer, Lisa, Ryan, Adam, John Lewis, Nabil, and Ricky F. And thanks to our Rumple Snailskins, H-Bomb, Lauren, MJ, Steven, Kenya, We Do Stuff, Allison, Paige, Kevin, Sarah, Douglas, Alex, Michael C.,
Mike Counting the Congress of the Crows.
Michael J.
Mike Randa July.
And Michael K.
Mike No-No.
Oh, okay.
If you'd like to write us with a rate my question or a miscorrection, nononsensetrivia@gmail.com is the email address, or you can give us a call 1-929-356-6966. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia, and on Twitter at No Non Trivia.
And if you want to rate us with a write my question, we have a Facebook group you can join as well. Just go on Facebook and search How Soon We Forget for the No Nonsense Trivia podcast to join us there. And finally, for the love of Pete, it's been a minute, huh? Don't forget to leave us a rating on your favorite podcast service.
5 stars only, please.
Welcome to the world, baby Bresh, August Bretschneider. Until next time, No Nonsense listeners. Have a great week.